Hi, this is Emma from Local Splash. What is your name?
Austin Wood.
Hi, Mr. Wood. How are you, and how can I assist you?
I'm doing well. I am going to be closing down my business that I have you guys advertising, and so I just need to cancel or close my account.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear about that. But let me go ahead and pull up your account and see what we can do, okay? Give us just
okay.
1 second.
Okay.
You said you're closing it, and there's no plan of possibly opening it again in the future or someone taking over?
No one's going to take over. I mean, there's a slight possibility I might reopen it, but I'm accepting another job, and so I'm going to have to close the business instead of, you know, do both.
I see. What about possibly placing your account on a temporary hold while you are still, well, there's still the hope of you possibly opening this in the future? I can put this in hold for maybe 3 months.
And do I pay anything?
Nothing. That way,
okay,
you will have your options.
Okay.
All right, so that's going to be, are you good about up until July 13?
Yeah, we could put it on hold until then.
Okay. So here's what's going to happen, just to be very clear. Ideally, the account will auto-reactivate on July 13, but 1 week before that, you will receive a reminder that the account will auto-reactivate. So by then, you can respond to that message or you can call us before, at least 3 days before July 13, if you wish to either extend the hold or maybe close down the account completely, okay?
How is that message going to come? Is it going to be through email or phone call?
It's
going to
be both, a text message and an email.
Okay.
All right.
Part of closing down the business might be both shutting down the email I'm paying for as well as the phone business phone line. So
do you need me to update the phone and the email?
Yes.
I see that. Okay. I see that the phone number that's receiving the SMS text messages is the 5956. Is this your personal or the business phone?
That one's personal, so that one, you can leave that one.
Okay.
So that's
and then
great.
The email, okay, austin@ mymarriageandfamilymatters.com. Should I go ahead and update this?
Yeah, that's the business email. So the email to send it to would be S as in Sam, Larry, 5, the number 5, W, D as in Dave, or dog.
Mm-hmm.
So Sam Larry 5 W dog.
At gmail.com?
At yahoo.com.
At Yahoo. Okay. Let me update it first. Right. It's been updated. So you will be getting the confirmation email on that email. And all correspondence will be to that email moving forward. And then, again, there will be no charges, nothing at all. But just please make sure to call us at least 3 days before July 13 if you wish to make changes to the account, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Do you have any other questions before I let you go?
When was the last charge or the last payment?
The last successful payment was on February 13th.
February 13th. Okay. So, all right. That's great. Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir. All right. You're welcome. Well, thank you so much for your time. You stay
all
safe.
Right.
You have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.